This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, the Trump administration has hit the ground running, wasting no time in issuing executive orders and launching aggressive budget investigations across federal agencies. With spending cuts a key priority, no department is off limits as officials scrutinize budgets and assess potential savings. In an administration moving this fast, filling key cabinet administrative positions quickly will be critical to ensure these efforts are carried out effectively. And how does that bode for the USDA? We'll talk about that coming up next.
Local research, real results. Join the Iowa Soybean Association for an innovation to profit meeting near you to discover how cutting-edge research impacts profitability in your area. Meetings will take place in Sheffield on February 18th, Storm Lake on February 20th, Afton on February 25th, and Washington on February 27th. Engage with fellow farmers and explore trial results, conservation benefits, cost-share opportunities, and more. Register for Innovation to Profit today by visiting iasoybeans.com. The Iowa Soybean Association, driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers.
As we move forward into what could be a heavy budget scrutinization, Randy Russell is the president of the Russell Group and former chief of staff for former Ag Secretary John Block. He says that he's never seen an administration start as aggressively as Trump 2.0.
The number of executive orders and the number of actions that have been taken, including just what we saw yesterday with the negotiations with President Sheinbaum in Mexico and Trudeau in Canada, and putting off the duties for 30 days. But then duties were slapped on China at 10%. Last night, they turn around and retaliate with 15% on ag equipment and liquefied natural gas and coal. Every hour, it seems like there's something else that has happened.
Now, whether or not you support President Trump is not the question, but there's no denying his drive to take swift action in pursuing his goals. He entered office with a clear plan to rein in spending and strengthen the economy, and he's wasting no time putting that plan into motion. Russell says this should come as no surprise to anybody.
That's how President Trump operates. He came in, he believes with a mandate. And unlike 2017 when he came in 2025, I think he had a much better sense this time around of exactly what he wanted to accomplish and who he wanted to bring with him to help accomplish it.
And while the administration's spending cuts and budget investigations have so far targeted other areas of the government, there's no reason to believe the USDA will be exempt. Given the aggressive approach to these budget reductions, it could only be a matter of time before ag programs come under intense scrutiny as well.
We've got trade, tariffs. We have to deal with the budget deficit. We have to try to pass a new farm bill. We've got to try to get new trade agreements. We have immigration issues that obviously affect the impact and the supply of ag labor. There is no rest for the weary in Washington.
And given this trend, Russell says it's more important than ever that Brooke Rollins get installed at USDA. The administration needs a strong advocate who can guide them in distinguishing essential investments from unnecessary spending. And her leadership will be crucial to ensure America's ag industry remains supported and competitive.
She was reported out of committee on a 23-0 vote. As you might note, with some of the other nominees, getting out of committee has been a big deal, but she got voted out unanimously, which I think speaks volumes about her capabilities, her integrity, and her background. I think she's going to do a great job.
As the administration continues to push for its spending cuts, the USDA will likely face tough budget decisions. Strong leadership will be essential to protect critical investments in American agriculture, and now is the time to ensure the right people are in place to guide these decisions. For this story and more, log on to our website at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman.